Happy National Manatee Appreciation Day. Yes, the internet's favorite gentle sea potato gets its moment. And honestly, we respect it. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. We've got a packed show for you today. Community coming together in a big way at a local blood drive. A chance to recognize the educators who keep our schools running behind the scenes. And a look at improvements being considered out in one of our region's most iconic national parks. Plus, we've got local sports, your latest ski report, and a check of your midweek weather. Today's show is brought to you by travel agent Hannah Fortney, helping you plan your next getaway, whether it's across the country or across the globe. And before we get started, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local update. Community members in Bishop showed strong support during a recent community blood drive, helping exceed expectations and expand access to critical care. The Vitalant Community Blood Drive, held at the Bishop Elks Lodge, brought in 137 donors over 2 days. Those donations resulted in 151 units of blood collected, 32 units above the original goal. Organizers say those donations could help as many as 453 patients in need of transfusions for surgeries, cancer treatment, trauma care, and other serious medical conditions. The effort was made possible through partnerships between several local organizations, including Northern Inyo Healthcare District, the Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary, Bishop Sunrise Rotary, Bishop Lions Club, Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 8988, and the Bishop Elks Lodge, which hosted the event. Officials say community blood drives remain essential, as blood cannot be manufactured and must come from donors. Nominations are now open to recognize outstanding school librarians across parts of the Eastern Sierra and beyond. In honor of National School Librarian Day on April 4th, Congressman Kevin Kiley is inviting the public to nominate exceptional school librarians from California's 3rd Congressional District for a congressional award. School librarians are recognized for their role in supporting student success, helping provide access to educational resources, and guiding students in how to find, evaluate, and use information. Librarians also play a key role in fostering curiosity and encouraging learning through literature and other resources. The deadline to submit nominations is tomorrow, March 26th, and community members are encouraged to take part in recognizing educators who make a lasting impact.
Are you planning a trip? Well, it should feel exciting, not overwhelming, right? That's where Hannah Fortney comes in. Hannah is a FORA-certified travel advisor, also Disney-certified travel advisor, who takes the stress out of travel planning and replaces it with confidence, clarity, and adventure. From weekend getaways to once-in-a-lifetime trips, every detail is thoughtfully planned, from Death Valley to Hawaii, and destinations far beyond. Hannah can help you get wherever you're dreaming of going. So all you have to do is enjoy the journey. Because with Hannah Fortney, your trip is mapped for you. Mapped for adventure. You ready to start planning? Email Hannah Fortney at hannah.fortney, F-O-R-T-N-E-Y, at fora, F-O-R-A, dot travel. Your next adventure, it's already on the map. And trust me, I'm not just advertising the thing. I use her constantly. She flies me halfway across the country for $100. Trust me, you need to work with Hannah. You will thank me all day long. Go check it out. I can't quote that $100, by the way. That just happens to be where I'm going. You might be going somewhere that's way more than $100. Don't quote me on that.
The National Park Service is seeking public input on a proposed project in Death Valley National Park following flood damage to a remote roadway. The proposal focuses on repairs to sections of South Eureka Valley Road, which were impacted by flooding events, including storms in recent years. Temporary fixes have allowed the road to reopen, but some areas remain unstable and difficult to navigate. Planned improvements include adding material to soft sections of the road, improving drainage, repairing deep sand areas, and installing features to discourage off-road driving. The project also includes potential updates to the nearby Eureka Dunes Backcountry Campground, with changes aimed at improving visitor use and protecting sensitive natural resources. Officials say the goal is to improve safety, restore access, and reduce environmental impacts in the area. The public is invited to review the proposal and submit comments as part of the planning process. Now for the sports report. Brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, serving up bold flavor and a local's first approach. Visit them online at coppertopbbq.com. In local sports, it was a strong showing for Bishop Union High School as both varsity baseball and softball teams delivered dominant wins over Fraser Mountain. Starting on the baseball field, the Bishop Broncos shut out the Falcons in an 11-0 victory at home. Pitching led the way, with Broncos pitchers combining for a no-hit performance while recording multiple strikeouts and limiting base runners. Offensively, Bishop broke the game open in the third inning, scoring the majority of their runs in a single surge to secure the win. Over on the softball field, the Broncos were just as dominant, defeating Fraser Mountain 18-0. The team controlled the game from the start, with strong pitching and consistent offensive production throughout. The win adds to a solid stretch of early season performances for Bishop Athletics, with both programs continuing to build momentum. And that's your local sports update, powered by Copper Top Barbecue, where community comes first and the flavor speaks for itself.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Over at Mammoth Mountain, spring conditions are firmly in place as we head further into the season. The base depth is currently sitting at 44 inches, with softening snow expected through the day as temperatures warm. Early conditions remain more firm, with that classic spring transition setting in by late morning. Across the mountain, 155 trails are open, along with 22 lifts, giving skiers and riders plenty of terrain to explore. Terrain park riders can also take advantage of 7 terrain parks currently in operation. Overall, it's shaping up to be a typical spring skiing pattern. Best conditions earlier in the day, with softer snow developing into the afternoon. If you're heading up, plan accordingly for changing conditions throughout the day. Let's take a look at your Eastern Sierra forecast. Here's what to expect in Bishop and Mammoth Lakes through the end of the week. Starting with Bishop, today is looking at mild and dry conditions, with daytime highs warming into the upper 80s. Overnight lows will dip back down into the low 40s. Tomorrow stays fairly consistent, with sunny skies and highs again near 84 degrees. Overnight lows remain chilly, and Friday holds steady with dry weather and mild afternoons, with highs hovering near 83 degrees and cool mornings in the low 40s. Up in Mammoth Lakes, expect colder temperatures today, with highs in the low 70s and lows dropping to near freezing. Conditions remain mostly dry, with a mix of sun and clouds. Tomorrow continues with typical late season conditions, highs in the mid to upper 60s, and cold overnight lows below freezing. Light cloud cover is possible, but overall conditions stay calm. Friday remains cooler, with daytime highs near the upper 60s, and cold overnight temperatures continuing. Conditions may vary slightly with clouds, but no major changes expected. Overall, a classic spring pattern across the Eastern Sierra, mild and dry down in Bishop, while Mammoth Lake stays colder with lingering conditions. If you're heading up the mountain, expect colder mornings and softer snow by the afternoon. And that's a look at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra. Before we go, don't forget to cast your vote in this month's ESN Epic Eats poll. We're talking pizza, and yes, this is serious business. Your favorite slice could take the top spot. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media to stay up to date with all your local news. And once again, thanks to today's sponsor, travel agent Hannah Fortney, for supporting local coverage. We'll leave you today with one more reminder. It's National Manatee Appreciation Day. So wherever you are, maybe take a moment to appreciate a manatee, or at least Google one. Worth it. Thanks for watching Eastern Sierra Now. We'll see you next time.